There.
That wasn't me, actually. I didn't even see it.
Nick, did you leave it for me? Thank you.
Did you leave the duck for me?
No.
I left the duck. I didn't even see out there.
Where have you been?
I don't travel.
Yeah.
I was here last weekend, but I missed Sunday's game.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Todd, greetings. Nice to see you. Yeah, sure. How's it going, everybody?
Good.
Good.
What was kind of the deciding factor on the guys that got sent out today?
A couple things went into to each move. First one with Corbin is he just threw, right? And he was stretched out. We feel like his future for us here in this organization is as a starter. We want to get him moving in that direction and still allow him to develop. Doesn't mean he can't come back here and help us win games. He just did that. And whatever the need is, whenever it arises, he may be throwing out of the bullpen or starting a baseball game. We just want to get him throwing and have that consistent work that needs to be done. You know, we targeted the fastball command in all areas. We targeted some secondary stuff, being able to land those pitches. So that's what he's going to go down there and work on. Sergio, this was a very, very tough call for all of us. We've been meeting as a group, meeting individually. I've been trying to get as much information as I possibly can, so we made the right move. And we were prioritizing defense and we wanted to make sure that everybody that remained here was going to be able to pick up the baseball. And we felt like who it was coming down to, those guys were standing out on the defensive end, and that's really what it came down to. Sergio is an excellent baseball player. He needs to develop too. He's still a fairly young player. Wherever he lands, if he lands in the big leagues with somebody, they're going to get a very good baseball player. If it slides all the way to us where he ends up going to the minor leagues, we're going to continue to develop him and get him back up to the big leagues where he belongs. Yeah, I do. The way I've laid it out to everybody, Rojas coming back is not going to play every day. Ahmed coming back is not going to play every day. Cattell needs days off. So, there's at least 4 days a week for Perdomo to be playing. And we feel like that's enough. And he's earned the right to go out there and perform inside of those 4 days. He's been a very good baseball player for us. He solidifies our defense. He picks up the baseball. Especially shortstop, which is a high priority position for us. He's done a good job.
What does it do for this team to have Josh back as that everyday third baseman?
Well, it's not just him. I know I'll get to that in 1 second. We've been layering in guys day by day. It was Ahmed and then Luplow and now Rojas. And we're playing good baseball, and they've been a part of that. Josh, we want that to continue. We want that to, for him to fill in and do what he's capable of doing without trying to do too much. But Josh is a good baseball player. He brings a certain energy to this ball club. There's a certain edge that he plays with every single day. He's been in winning atmospheres before, and I know he wants to go out there and win everything that he does. That's contagious. And, we know that he's been working hard to get back here, and we were counting on him in a very special way. And for him to get yanked away when he did was tough on all of us, but he worked hard to make this day happen. We're all excited by it.
Play, he's had a nice start to
mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been great for us. I put him into any situation at any time, and he's always come through, especially as of late. He's grown over the past year and a half. And I know there's some time in 2020 that he was up here, but the past year and a half since he's been counted on the way he's been counted on, he hasn't let us down. And we want that to continue. He's pitching on edge. He's going out there in a very focused way, making every pitch that he possibly can and getting big outs. And he's a luxury for me because, I had him in the game as a closer a few nights ago. The next day I had him in the game in the fifth or sixth inning. It doesn't matter. He's very versatile and he's very equipped to get outs at any time against some of the toughest lefties and righties that I challenge him with.
Do you see him as a potential in a tough eight and
ninth
inning situation as a potential closer?
We have a closer in Mark who's back with us now.
To help out.
Yeah, I think at times, I know when it was Ian and him, when Mark was down about a week ago on our last homestand, Because it lined up the way it did. I used Ian in the eighth and Mark against the wall of lefties in the ninth. So absolutely. But I'm not gonna anoint him as our closer. That's Mark's job right now. But I feel very comfortable if the necessity arises that he could close a baseball game for us, and he's done a great job when he's been asked to do that. Mm-hmm.
With Rojas, I mean, I know he did pretty well against lefties last year anyway, but in these initial stages, is it more likely that he gets his days off against lefties and get Jerry some?
Yeah, hard to say. Josh is a very good hitter and he does handle lefties well. So that I want to make sure that I say that. You said it, I acknowledge it, but I want to repeat it. I don't know that answer. I have to be just situationally aware of when he needs a day off because his body needs a day off. So I'm going to be working hand in hand with the medical team for these early days of his return and make that decision moving forward. I'm going to strategize the best that I can. And he's a good hitter. And if I got to choose, I want to make sure it's the right matchup. Where does that land on a righty or a lefty? I don't want to say that out loud right now because I'm not sure.
Back. Do you plan on trying to get, if possible, a softer
landing? Our bullpen has been gassed out, right? So we've missed Poppin, we've missed Wendelken and Mark for several days. So I want to be mindful of that. I will say right now, as I'm sitting here, that yeah, Mark will close a baseball game tonight if we're winning in the ninth inning. I'd like to get him some work as soon as possible, and those will be discussions that we'll have inside of the dugout during the course of the game. But we, as a group, have done a really good job with doing some research, and especially in J.B. Wendelken's case, who will be joining us very soon off of the COVID IL. How are we going to put these guys back in the situation where they're going to go out there and be successful? We learned some valuable lessons last year when Noe came back after a 20-day layoff on the COVID IL. So we're going to learn from some experience. We're going to use guys wisely. But yeah, it's a great point. It's something we've been talking about for the past 2 days. How, where, and when, and how much, we're not sure. But I want to put guys in place as soon as possible. But we're going to be very careful as to how much we duplicate that day after day after day. Early on.
So you're thinking at the moment the bullpen's usage is probably like just with guys kind of being a little gassed, you might not have the luxury to just run them out there in a lower leverage spot.
Correct. That, yeah, I guess I could answer it that way, but yeah, exactly right. I'd like to give him a softer landing, but because of where we're at, it may not happen. So we're gonna go traditional ways tonight.
How many times in total was he able to throw during his time on the IL? I saw it one time.
Yeah, at least two, maybe three. And he was playing catch every day.
I know you guys weren't thrilled with the way things went down the other day with Bum. Mm-hmm. Is there any recourse, do you feel like, from your guys' perspective of some sort of a complaint with the league or something like that with that?
Yeah. I'm going to stay out of that one. I'm going to let the league decide what's going on and what direction they're going to go with that. I know that they do a great job of researching, gaining information, getting facts, and I'll let them figure out what's going on. I have my own personal opinion, but my opinion doesn't matter. I'm not going to share that with you guys.
Well, we have to wait 5 days before he pitches again, or will you try to slide him in there earlier since he only threw a few pitches?
Question of the day. That's pretty good. That was really good.
Ooh, that's a second point.
That was a question of the day. We have been talking about that. So total transparency, as of right now, we're going to stay in line, stay in turn. You're saying only because he threw whatever it was, 22 pitches or 18 pitches. Bump him up or back, or bump him up a little bit. As of right now, we have not made that decision that we will. We're going to keep him in line as of right now. Good question. Yeah.
I was going to ask one.
Yeah.
That you're playing probably the best baseball season in the last week or so. What are some of the factors for that?
Good pitching. You know, I know we gave up a lot of earned runs coming out of our out of the bullpen, but as I've been saying, I think those guys were those boys were a little gassed out. But we fought. We believed that we were going to win. So I think there was a belief that we could win the baseball games, and that's a key factor for me. Then there was execution. There was defensive execution. There was offensive execution, and you know, one guy after another was picking up the guy sitting next to him. That's what a good team does. But we've got to enjoy what we did. We know what we did on that road trip, but you know, I'm only concerned about going 1-0 today against the Rockies. That's where we're refocusing right now. We're going out there and working hard, and all our mindset has been on how can we go out and win a baseball game tonight. We can't look too far ahead of things, and we can't look backwards and say we've done this and we've done that and it's going to equal this. That's not any part of our equation. We're just taking care of today. All right, thanks, you guys.
Question of the day.
I had one for a question.